IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. I have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom to discuss today's topic, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Rouhani. Welcome to you, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about research projects on Shia Islam main orientations and frameworks. There are so many people in the world who are interested in know more about Shia Islam, where to start. Brother Habib, let's start with you, brother. Where to start if you want to study about Shia Islam?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think that the important factor to start when searching for Shia is to see the main difference of between Shiaism and the different sects of Islam. How did Shiaism start? Mm-hmm. When did it start? And from that beginning, you start to open doors to reading the history of the Imam alayhim as-salam, especially the history of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi as-salam and his wife Fatima al-Zahra. You start to understand more than the movement of Imam Hassan, and then the tragic events of Karbala. How the A'im alayhum as-salam, from the sons and the descendants of Imam Hussein alayhi as-salam, dealt politically, and how the companions used to live. And I think one of the best books to recite or to read to understand the socialist aspect of the Imamis is Rijal al-Kishi, Ikhtiyar Ma'rifat al-Rijal. You understand that the Shias were different even during the times of the Imam alayhum as-salam. There were the Imam alayhi as-salam would try to bring the Shia together, but still everyone had their own flag and banner they would follow. And also to look at the wisdoms and the knowledge that the Imam alayhum as-salam brought forward. After that, see how the Shias dealt with the occultation of the Imam Ajallah Ta'ala Faraj al-Sharif. How the Shias are dealing with this. What are the ideologies out there between the Shia Muslims? Because when you enter the Shia seminary, you will see a lot of different theories about the topics. And, you know, just reading them gets you to know the Shiaism, the roots of Shiaism. You know what compares them, what brings them together, and then what separates them.
Uh-huh. That's all right. Is it only limited to beliefs, Shaykh? Or no, for example, there are other perspectives, orientations inside the Shia Islam? And if somebody wants to be a Muslim, a Shia Muslim, what to do? You know, what are the guidelines?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, if you want to know what Shia is or what the Shayu is, of course, you can study about different aspects or dimensions of the Shayu. Mm-hmm. For example, if you want to give some examples, first of all, as our brother rightly mentioned, the way that Shayu was developed was established after the demise of the Holy Prophet. So this, development of the Shayu or establishment of the Shayu by the Imam alayhi salatu wassalam and later by the students of the followers of the ulama and the scholars. So this is very much significant that how the school of the Shayu was made up, was developed, was, let's say, established by the scholars in the history of Islam. This is very much, this historical kind of background of the Shayu is very much important to be understood by the one who is going to study about the Shayu, because he should know that the main sources of the Shayu is authentic and it goes back to the teachings of the Holy Quran, teachings of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. These are the founders of the Shayu. And then the other kind of aspect of studies about the Shayu is this, that we can study about the different groups of the people, societies, communities, or maybe nations that in the history they were Shia. And culturally, or for example, traditionally, we can study about their, population, their geographical locations, their history, their language, their culture, all these things. And then, of course, as you rightly mentioned, the belief, the main principal belief of the Shayu is also, again, important.
Yes.
That we should know. It is one of the aspects of the Shia studies.
Okay.
and then the main teachings or the main customs, traditions, conducts of the Shiyu, they are all really, really important to be understood. So it is not only limited to the study about the belief of the Shiyu.
Yes.
Of course, the history of the Shiyu, anthropological studies, or let's say geographical studies, historical studies, social studies, political studies, all different aspects of the school of the Shiyu can be studied.
That's right.
Then, of course, one can get a better understanding, better perception of the Shiyu.
When a Western, for example, scholar gets into, for example, study Shiism, would he face a different world from the other worlds of the other Islamic sects, Brother Habib, or not?
Yes, he will.
He will?
Okay. He will, he will. Okay. Because politics are different, the culture is different, the history of Shi'ism, how it started, for example, in Medina, then moved all the way to Kufa, and how from Kufa it moved into, for example, Khorasan, and then from Khorasan, the capital, Baghdad, then Baghdad to Najaf, Najaf to Jabal Amil, Jabal Amil to Isfahan to Karbala, Karbala to Najaf again, now in Qom. The political, the geographical aspects of it are very different. The sects, the problems that they had, the types of scholars that they had, the influence that their scholars had. I mean, one of the most influential scholars I personally see, and also underrated, even though he is highly respected, Sheikh al-Baha'i. Highly regarded, highly influential person. He went to India, he went to Bahrain. He did not leave a place where he went to. He went to Afghanistan. So these influential figures are different to the Sunni school of thoughts, because the Sunni school of thoughts, their scholars are way different than ours. They have various sects inside theology. They have various sects inside jurisprudence. And they are a majority. And usually when there is a majority, it's going to be normal that people are different than when you're a minority. So, and of course, the political rulers at the time, they played a role. For example, the Sunni capital for their seminaries, it was at one time in Egypt, at one time it was in Baghdad, at one time it was in Damascus, and another time it was in Kufa. And they had their own different geopolitical statuses and political statuses and whatnot, and their own influential figures, their own history. So when they enter Shi'ism, yes, they're going to see a different world. A different world.
So is, for example, the ups and downs more than the other Islamic sects, like Hanafis, like Shafi'is, or...
It's normal. Like even during the time of the Imam alayhi salam, there was like these dark histories, notorious histories. And some of them were covered, some of them were not covered. And during the time of the Imam. So how about when there is no Imam? And it's like the saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in Al-Kafi, that believers are like the sheep without the
shepherd.
Without the shepherd, the sheep get lost. Have you ever seen sheep? I've seen sheep a lot. You throw one to the right, all of them follow them to the right. You throw another one to the left, it goes to the left. But if you leave them still, everyone moves by themselves. They need a shepherd to tell them to make them safe, to keep them safe, to keep away any wolves, and to make them walk in a proper and orderly manner. So there might be some, you know, dark points in history. I could bring up a couple of examples. For example, Sayyid Muhammad al-Mujahid, the son of Sayyid Ali Tabatabai, Sahab al-Riyadh, Sahab al-Manahid al-Fiqh, and Mafatih al-Usul, great scholar in Karbala. There was the Persian-Russian War, where he granted a fatwa issuing that we must defend the lines of Persia, of Iran, between against the Russians.
Okay.
So he himself went to the war. People would take from the wudu, from the water of... that was used by a Sayyid from ablution and use it as tabarruk, to be blessed with that water. That was when he was going to the war. But after there was a political agreement between the Russians and the Persians, they fled back, the troops fled back, and only a Sayyid Mujahid and a couple of his, you know, people were left. And they got betrayed at the end of the day. So when they were returning, the same person that was followed for taking the water as a blessing was filled with... Saliva.
Saliva, that's right. Unfortunately.
So that's just one example that popped up to my mind now.
That's right. How politics could change the face of a Shia leader.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Sheikh Rouhani, so regarding the different scholastic studies, for example, fiqhi, kalami, Quranic, hadith, akhlaqi, would be also very much different from the other Islamic schools of thought or not?
You know, no, that much differences from particularly from moral perspective, you know, if I focus on moral teachings. Moral teachings are always the same, but the difference is the principles, or let's say the foundations, or the philosophy behind moral teachings.
Okay.
That makes different kind of views.
Jurisprudentially speaking, fiqhi look,
majority of the fiqhi rulings or jurisprudential fatawas are the same. But of course, there are differences, maybe 20% of or 10%. If according to some of the scholars, only 10% of fatawa and fiqhi fatawas are different in, among the madhahibs and different denominations. But most of them are like the same. For example, the same, we have salat as wajib for Shia and Sunni. Or, for example, Hajj is wajib.
Yes.
Paying alms is wajib. For example, paying khums is wajib. All these things are, jihad is wajib, for example.
Okay.
When it comes to the details, of course, how to perform salat, how to perform, for example, fasting, how to pay zakat, on what certain, for example, things we should pay zakat, to whom should we pay zakat, how should we spend them.
Yes.
Yeah, and these kind of details, sometimes, of course, we see differences. But the main Islamic, let's say, ahkam are the same, yeah.
That's right. And the Shias are the are considered as the minorities in the Muslim
population.
Yeah,
in the history, it was minority, but nowadays...
Is it? We cannot say nowadays
the number of the
Shia
is increasing in the whole world, yeah.
Okay, that's right. So some concepts like, for example, Imam As, or believing in Imam al-Mahdi as the occultation, has also attracted so many non-Muslims, or it's better to say... those people who believe in the concept of last messiah or messianism into the Shiite world. Could it be a nice point to reach out to the Shia one to find a commonality, common point, Brother Habib, or not?
The concept of Mahdiism, or the savior of mankind.
Yes.
The savior of mankind. It's, you know, scattered out there in various religions, various beliefs. Even Sunnis, the Sunni school of thought, there is the belief of Imam al-Mahdi.
But he's not born yet, they say.
They say he's not born yet. Okay. And that's the difference between us and them and the rest of the
school. Who is it going to be born from?
I don't know, but they say that he's a descendant from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do have that belief. He's a Sayyid.
Okay.
He's a descendant of the Prophet. So it is, yes, important for those who are studying about the savior of mankind to research research the Shia school of thought on this concept, on this thought, especially the books such as Kitab al-Ghaybah, Sheikh al-Tusi, Kitab al-Ghayb al-Sheikh al-Na'mani, Kamal al-Din or Ikmal al-Din, complied by Sheikh al-Saduq. It's very important to read why they comply the books.
Uh-huh.
It really opens the door on understanding the Shia school of thoughts or the ideologies that were available during that time, whether it be Sunna Shi'i or Shi'i Zaydi, because Ikmal al-Din was complied by Sheikh al-Saduq to debate the Zaydis.
Zaydis, that's right.
And especially the book of Sheikh al-Tusi, there are chapters about the representatives of the Imam and how some may use the concept of Mahdiism as a supermarket, as we like to call it, for their own good, for their self-interest.
As a tool.
Used by Ash-Shamaghani, for example, used by, I forgot the names, they had they had various beliefs and whatnot. Sheikh al-Tusi mentions them, states them. It's important to read that. And also, the history of the Qum Seminary. Especially the Qum Seminary. Why? Because it was like the capital at the time for the Shia scholars, for knowledge. It was during the time of Ibn al-Walid. It was the time of Sheikh al-Kulayni, Sheikh al-Kulayni, for example, Muhammad ibn Ahmed, or Al-Ash'ari al-Qummi, for example, Zakariya ibn Adam. These figures were available in Qum at the time. They were the narrators, they were the scholars at the time. And the reading their history, reading the political history at the time, it also helps you understand the Shia school of thought, how it evolved, how it developed to what it is today, and how it has changed, the flaws in it, and the, you know, the things
that's
that
right.
were fruitful in their, during their development.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding where to start if you want to study about Shia Islam. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstudent.ir, Call of Islam page. You can download for free our previous episodes of the program, Viewpoints, other episodes of other on other topics too. Till another episode, God bless you.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Gathered here with my family, my neighbors and my friends, standing firm together against oppression, holding hands. It doesn't matter where you're from, or if you're young or woman or man, we're here for the same reason. We want to take back our